Leviticus chapter 19. You shall be holy, for I, Yahweh your God, am holy. Now that's quoted in the New Testament. It's still true for us, although the law of Moses has been abrogated, it's been taken out of the way, the basic moral principles here remain. If God says something is an abomination to him, it still is in principle. So we are to be holy. We are to be devoted as God is holy. As he is devoted to us, so we are to be to him. Each one of you shall respect his mother and his father. You shall keep my Sabbaths, for I am Yahweh your God. Don't turn to idols, nor make molten gods for yourselves. I am Yahweh. In other words, because God is in our lives, we are not to have idols. We are to be devoted to him. When you offer a sacrifice of peace offerings to Yahweh, you shall offer it voluntarily. What God wants is us, of ourselves, to say, yeah, I would like to make a sacrifice to God. I want to celebrate the peace that I know with God through having been forgiven and through having dedicated myself to him. And we are not to fake it. We are to do it from our heart. And I think what that translates into in our lives is that in the course of the day, we should at times just say, God, I love you. Thank you. I feel so okay with you. I know I'm a sinner. I know, like Paul says, when I want to do good, evil is present with me, and the good that I want to do, I don't do. But I know that you love me, and I just want to thank you that you accept me. So they were not to make an appearance of being at peace with God just because other people were doing it. Now, going to church is a good thing, but the problem is with belonging to any sort of organization that you can be led to do things that celebrate, for example, your peace with God because, well, they're the words on the hymn sheet. They're the words that we're singing, so I'm going to sing it as well. Get baptized because other people are getting baptized. When God wants it absolutely from you and wants to have a personal relationship with you. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not wholly reap the corners of your field, neither shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall not glean your vineyard. In other words, yeah, sure, harvest the grapes, but don't go beating every branch to get every single grape off. You shall leave them for the poor and for the foreigner. I am Yahweh your God. So because God is our God, we are to have a generous spirit, and we are to live life not trying to be continually obsessed with wealth and getting resources for myself, but to realize that God will provide and to have sensitivity to the weak and to the poor. You shall not steal, nor lie, nor deceive one another. You shall not swear by my name falsely and profane the name of your God. I am Yahweh. So the fact that God is God and he sees and knows all things rules out any dishonesty, any deceit, any false oath that we make. You shall not oppress your neighbor nor rob him. In other words, don't use your advantage over another person. You shall not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but you shall fear your God. So we are not to do things which we think other people won't notice. Well, he's deaf, he can't hear, so he won't hear if I cuss him behind his back. Because I am Yahweh. In other words, I hear. So God's attitude to how we treat others is absolutely very sensitive. And those principles, as I say, remain today. You shall do no injustice in judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, nor show favoritism to the great. But you shall judge your neighbor in righteousness. Well, you might think that that's just commandments for the judges. But no, it is for all the people, because although we are not to judge in the sense of condemning, we are to judge righteous judgment. And as you go through life, you do have to form opinions. That is part of being human and living in society. And we're told there that you are to not be partial to the poor, not assume that the rich guy is worth keeping in with and must be a good guy. You shall not go up and down as a slanderer among your people. That's so easy, isn't it? In the days of social media, where you think you know about other people, to then go and pass that on to others. Don't endanger the life of your neighbour. I am Yahweh. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. Well, again, God's law is the only law that can legislate about matters of the heart. In any other legal code in any country, it would be bizarre to say that, well, it's a sin to have this attitude in your heart. I mean, how does anybody know what you're thinking in your heart? But God does. And he's really sensitive to our attitude to our brothers. You shall surely rebuke your neighbour and not bear sin because of him. That's difficult to do, because people don't like being told they're wrong, do they? And yet we have a duty to rebuke our neighbour. Don't just let it stay within you so that you hate your brother in your heart. You shall not hate your brother in your heart, but you shall surely rebuke your neighbour. If he's doing something wrong, then tell him. And this will help you not to hate him in your heart. You shall not take vengeance, but you shall love your neighbour as yourself. You don't take vengeance on yourself, do you? That, oh, I did this sin. Oh, I must beat myself up. So don't take vengeance on your brother. As Jesus put it, you will be forgiven as you forgive. You shall keep my statutes. You shall not crossbreed different kinds of animals. You shall not sow your field with two kinds of seed. Neither shall there come upon you a garment made of two kinds of material. If a man lies carnally with a woman who is a slave girl, pledged to be married to another man and not ransomed or given her freedom, they shall be punished. They shall not be put to death because she was not free. He shall bring his trespass offering to Yahweh, even a ram. The priest shall make atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering for his sin which he has committed, and the sin shall be forgiven him. When you come into the land and have planted all kinds of trees for food, then you shall count their food as forbidden. 3 years shall they be forbidden to you, it shall not be eaten. But in the fourth year all its fruit shall be holy, for giving a praise offering to Yahweh. In the fifth year you shall eat its fruit. So this is teaching self-control and the idea of delayed gratification, that I don't grab the fruit that comes on my tree the first year. I control myself and leave it for 3 years. Then the fourth year, when it is good to eat, I don't eat it. I give the fruit to God. And only the fifth year will I eat it for myself. You shall not eat any meat with the blood still in it. So they were told they were to pour it out on the ground, because the blood represented life. And this is a huge principle, that life is to be given to God and not eaten ourselves. Now, that has massive implications. My life is not mine, but it's to be given to God. Now, how does that affect your attitude to your career, to your family, to who you marry, to wealth, to how you spend your, as you see it, your time? Looking at screens, entertaining yourself, expensive holidays. The blood is to be poured out to God and not eaten, because the blood is the life. You shall not cut the hair on the sides of your heads, nor clip the edge of your beard, nor make cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I don't think that is saying that tattoos in any sense are wrong, or that how you clip your beard is wrong. But obviously these were the things that were done by idol worshippers as a sign of loyalty to their idol. And he says, I am Yahweh. So therefore you are to not even give any appearance of being involved in loyalty to any other god. And again, what does that mean in our lives today? If a stranger lives as a foreigner with you in your land, do not do him any wrong. The stranger who lives as a foreigner with you shall be to you as the native born among you. And you shall love him as yourself, for you lived as foreigners in the land of Egypt. We've always got to remember our beginnings, that we also were strangers and foreigners in this earth, but God took pity on us. We the obscure, we the outsiders, we the little person. God took mercy on us, and we are to reflect that in our attitude to those who are foreigners, who are underprivileged. You shall do no unrighteousness in measures of length or weight or quantity. You shall have just balances, just weights, a just ephah. I am your God. So I think the idea is don't sin secretly. If you are selling, for example, a kilogram of rice or a kilogram of something you'd grown, don't twist the balances so that actually you sell them just a little bit less than a kilogram. Of course, it couldn't have been a lot less because it would be obvious. But these sort of petty theft, petty dishonesty, God was very against, and he says, I am Yahweh. I see. God is interested in the small things because they reveal your attitude.